The NBA trade deadline is this afternoon. So far, no deal for the Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The odds of a move before the deadline are diminishing. The Bucks could, at the very least, wait for the offseason to make a deal. Former Buck Chris Middleton is on the move again. He was dealt to the Dallas Mavericks in a move that sent Anthony Davis to Washington. On the court, the Bucks won their second straight last night, knocking off New Orleans 141-137 in overtime. Seven Bucks scored in double figures, led by Ryan Rollins, 27 points. Milwaukee shooting 61% from the field in the win. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We did a lot of good things. And then we got lucky a couple of times. I thought the back cut at the end of the game, he had a layup. And Ryan, I think it was Ryan who saved the day. So we did a lot of good things. What I liked was both units played well. You know, the second unit made it tough to put the starters back in because they were playing so well. And that's a great problem to have.
Men's Horizon League basketball action. Green Bay beat Northern Kentucky 87-84, Detroit 76, Milwaukee 63. Upset of the Big Ten last night saw Minnesota knock off number 10 Michigan State 76-73. Women's action. Indiana 77, Wisconsin 74, Marquette beat Providence 78-61. In the better late than never category, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst finally held his season-ending presser with reporters in Green Bay yesterday, going over a number of topics. He talked about the team's biggest area of need and improvement.
We got to win the games that matter the most in December and January, right? That's kind of been the tale of the last couple of years. This team's ready to do that, and we haven't done that. So that's kind of the next step. So I think, you know, as you evaluate every season, you're looking at those things. That was a strength of ours prior to these last couple of years, was how we finished, and we were playing our best football at the end of the season. We haven't done that the last 2 years.
And the Olympics are underway. The U.S. Women's Olympic hockey team taking on Czechia in opening round action in Milan today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.